over 6 million Jewish people and several other million people of different groups, particularly handicapped people, the Roma and the Sinti group, were just systematically exterminated in gas chambers, or just starved to death, or beaten to death, or shot. It left a deep, deep wound, not only among Jewish people, whose brothers and sisters, whose cousins and uncles and aunts were involved, but also among every member of the human race. For, as Martin Luther King said,
"Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere."
Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. And so, as part of a way of honouring that effect, remembering that effect, the 27th of January is the day that the world recalls in silence the horror that was perpetrated during those years. And of course, there are still many people, a few people of the Jewish community and the Roma people who survived those camps, who bear witness, eloquent witness to the horror, the dehumanization, the violence, degradation that went on there. But there is also those who are alive still, Catholics, Protestants, who were part of that Nazi regime. Not in the big political sense, but they were members of the armed forces called up to do national service. They were part of a state in which these terrible atrocities were happening. And not just in Germany, but in Poland and in other parts of the Axis Empire. They must carry a burden on their conscience, and rightly so. Should they have done more? Should they have taken a stand? And then there are, of course, many other people who have been victims of genocide. One thinks of the Armenian genocide during the First World War. Hundreds of thousands of Armenians, so it is claimed, died, starved, beaten, shot, simply because they were Armenian. A very powerful moment for the Armenian peoples to remember their dead. So this Holocaust Memorial Day brings with it an awful lot more. But what is interesting and thought-provoking for us as we commemorate this day is that the Holocaust is used, if you like, as the point, the light, which illuminates other atrocities since then against the innocent. And of course, there have been many millions of people who have died in Rwanda, for example, in Cambodia, for example, in Russia, for example, in the Stalin death camps, and in China too, and Tibet. And it is a reminder that there is alive within us, even today, people who find it necessary to be violent to the other. Whether the other is disabled, homosexual, whether the other is of a different religion, whether the other is just a different nationality, speaks a different language. But it's the innocence of being other which provokes this terrible feeling of violence of one to the other. The importance of this day goes back to the truth that the United Nations supported this resolution 60/7 unanimously. And that says a great deal about the cause which it's aimed to confront. Yes, there are structures in our world, whether they're to do with religion, whether they're to do with wealth, whether they're to do with nationality or colour or ability, which militate against the weak or the otherness. Innocent people, discriminated against in whatever way, are being told not just you're not part of our community, but you are not able to access the benefits that we have. Whether it's medical, whether it's basic food, whether it's a job, whether it's the right to vote, or whether it's just to be different, to worship. And one of the areas in which this has grown exponentially is, of course, in the area of abortion. So we can see that innocence has a very wide application. And the education that the organizers of this day seek to promote is an education in mutual respect. It's an education in how to understand the difference. The difference between Christian and Muslim. The difference between democracy and dictatorship. The difference between my rights and my duty towards the other. The difference between those who care for another human being simply because she or he is a human being, and the one who sees his life or her life as a way to gaining power to dominate, discriminate, to become wealthy, to stand above. And that is the important lesson that each of us has to take on board. Because we may not have been part of the Holocaust. We may not have been part of the people whose passive cooperation with or working within the Nazi regime makes them at least a distant accessory. But we are, in how we behave towards the other, inheritance of that rivalry, that self-centeredness, that sense of superiority, which is the start of discrimination. And the history of the Jewish people, the people among whom Jesus was born, Jesus as honored by Muslim and Christian, their history in the 2,000 years since Jesus' life is one that would make many Muslims and many Christians embarrassed. Massacres, discrimination, suspicion, simply for being Jewish. In a sense, the Holocaust was the culmination of something that had been going on at a lower intensity for hundreds of years. And it is good to remember that the Holocaust didn't suddenly spring up in 1930s. The seeds were sown much earlier. We mustn't forget that Hitler himself was educated in a Catholic school. We mustn't forget that the cooperation of many church members, either through their unwillingness to speak out, was at least compromising of their faith. We mustn't forget that the number of martyrs, Jägerstätter and Bonhoeffer, stand out as great names. And where are those people today standing out against the discrimination and violence against the innocent? So yes, it is an important day. It's an important day for each of us to recognize the difficulties we have, our own prejudices, and try to correct them. It is the day when we say sorry. It is the day when before God we are repentant. But it is also the day to remember that under God, each of us is a daughter or a son of God. And each of us has an eternal destiny in God. And that whatever horrors have happened in human history, whether in the last 100 years or in the thousands of years before that, within the vision of God, is capable of healing through the death of that innocent one on a cross, whose resurrection conquered forever the insidious negativity and destruction of death, however it comes about, and offers to those willing to accept it a gift of resurrection of life, in which the wounds of exploitation, of genocide, of murder are removed, in which the attitudes of discrimination are purified, because it's all taken into a love which is so all-embracing, so complete, so fulfilling, that the other is only and can only be seen as the image of the love that I wish to be, and is the one who communicates to me the fulfillment that is my deepest desire and the promise that God has made through Jesus Christ to each one of us, no matter what we have done or thought, because the effect of the crucifixion and resurrection is the forgiveness of all sin, the purification of all injury, the removal of all prejudice, and the fulfillment of the deepest wish of union of the most widely different people in attitude and temperament, ability, in health, in social standing, all that brought together in the oneness who is God, who is love forever.